Hello, I'm Ursula James. I'm a hypnotherapist, an author, and a patron of Anxiety UK. Welcome to HypnoSOS, short hypnosis sessions to help you get through the day. There are lots to choose from, with different subjects from stress management, reducing anxiety, better sleep, and many more. Each episode is around 15 minutes long, containing relaxation and lots of positive, but different, suggestions each week. If you haven't listened before, please take note of the following instructions. If not, you can skip forward to the chimes where the session will begin. Find a time and a place where you can be as undisturbed as possible. You can sit down or lie down, it doesn't matter which, as long as you can be comfortable. Use headphones. It really does improve the experience. If anyone or anything disturbs you while you are listening, you'll deal with it. Close your eyes again, take three deep breaths, and you can continue from where you left off. It is important for you to know that you are and you remain in control throughout the session, and that you do not do anything else while listening to the hypnosis, especially not driving. Finally, you can learn more about me, the MP3s I offer on all kinds of subjects from phobias through smoking to anxieties and weight loss on my website. You can also find my books there and access a free online self-hypnosis course. Just go to ursulajames.com. You will also find information on my other podcasts, Petrified Voices and The Soul Midwife, audio versions of my two books. You'll find this information in the episode notes below. And as ever, if you find this podcast useful, be kind enough to share, follow, and of course, please leave a review. And if you do have any suggestions about future sessions you might like, put them into your review. Thank you. Time now to relax and enjoy this week's episode of HypnoSOS. In this week's podcast, I'm going to make some suggestions to help you make time for yourself. As easy as it sounds, we do forget, and it is really important so that you can deal with things calmly and in control. You can sit down or lie down. You know it doesn't matter what you do, as long as you can be comfortable. Let your eyes relax, comfortably closed, and they can remain comfortably closed throughout. If at any point in time you need to open them to deal with something around you, you can and you will. Because all the way throughout this process, you remain completely in control. So move your attention to your breathing now and as you notice your chest rising and falling, you may be aware that already your breathing has started to change, to slow down as you start to relax all the way through. Relax. Nothing else matters for now, except for you to begin to and continue to focus your attention on your breathing. In fact, you can take control of the process if you wish. It will help you to go as deep as you need, as deeply relaxed as you want, as comfortable as you feel safe to go. A little deeper, a little deeper, until you reach a level where you can just rest, comfortable and relaxed, and let your mind wander, your attention drift, and your body just rest. And if you wish to take control of the process, it is quite simple. All you need to do is silently and mentally, using your out breath to time it, count down from 300 to zero. It doesn't matter how far you go. It doesn't matter when you stop. It really doesn't matter. Because along the way, you'll find a number and you'll just rest there. Because you feel safe and comfortable. Always remember, you have complete control. You are in control. In fact, the more control you take of this process, the more benefit you will gain. And if you wish to take more control of the process, you can. You will. It is quite simple. All you need to do is, using your out breath to time the numbers, silently count down from 10 to 0, and when you have done so, if you wish to cycle even deeper and deeper, you start again. From 10 to 0. And you will keep repeating this until you reach a level that feels right, that feels comfortable, that feels safe, a level that feels sufficiently deep for you to gain all of the relaxation benefit from it, and sufficiently appropriate for you to clearly hear, understand, and engage with the positive suggestions that are made. So that at the end of this process, you feel relaxed, in control, and ready to take on board the suggestions of making time for yourself Above all, understanding how important this is to your well-being, and as a result, to the well-being of those around you. And you can, and you will, go deeper and deeper until you reach the level you desire. And there is no longer any need to listen hard to the words that I say, for simply the sound of my voice, simply the sound of my voice in the background to the counting, to your inner thoughts, to any other sounds or sensations around or within you. My voice in the background supporting you, helping you to focus your attention on that which is positive in your life, helping you to understand and recognize that making time for yourself is essential. And it isn't selfish, far from it. By making time for yourself, you are strengthening yourself to be able to deal with anything, anybody, any situation in your life. And by being strong, to be able to help others, to ensure that as and when the situation or others need you, you will be strong, you will be ready, you will be prepared, because you have made time for yourself. Whenever you could, squirreling away these positive thoughts and feelings that help you to be strong by making time for yourself in the simplest of ways to look after your mind, to care for your body, to inspire you, so that you can and you will feel positive, be strong, capable, able to deal with anything, anybody, any situation, because you make time for yourself. And you can take a moment within these moments to think of the things that strengthen you. Things that you enjoy doing. Far from wasting time, they are all things that give you strength. Whether it's a walk, a movie, listening to music, talking to friends, cooking, caring, whatever it might be that makes you feel better about yourself. These are all things within which you grow in strength. When you make time for yourself as often as you can, You are strengthening yourself not just for you, but for others too. So recognize this by making time for yourself. You are creating strength and stamina to deal with life. Deal with life better. With the situations and the people you find yourself among, you will have control. And you can, and you will soon notice that, even in these moments of listening, you are making time for yourself. Ensuring that you find your strength. You feel better. You let go of any feelings of guilt or resentment by understanding and recognizing that making time for yourself means you are more able to help others. And yes, to help yourself. You'll be clearer in your thoughts, more focused in your ideas, more aware of your strengths and capabilities, and able to access thoughts that lead you to different ways of thinking, doing, and being. You are in control. Take a few moments now and just think of a few simple things that you can do, making time for yourself, building up that reserve of strength. Just have a think now. And if nothing comes to mind immediately, it will come to you later, or in your sleep, in your dreams. It will come to you. You have control. And as a result of making time for yourself, you will find that as the days and the weeks and the months go by, you feel stronger. Your posture improves as you hold your head up high, feeling more confident, more in control, more able to deal with anything, anybody, and any situation you have to deal with, all because you've started to make time for yourself, understanding how important it is when you do. And in a few moments in time, you will hear me count up from 1 to 10. And at the count of 8, your eyes will naturally and easily open. And at the count of 10, you'll be fully wide awake. All normal, healthy and appropriate sensations and responses back in the present. And do remember The word present means gift. It is time for you to give yourself the gift of strength for the future. So ready. 1, 2, 3, more aware. 4, 5, 6, more alert. 7, 8, eyes open, wide open. 9 and 10. Have a good stretch. Reorientate yourself. You have control. I do hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of HypnoSOS. Remember to follow, review, and share. I do appreciate it. Thank you.